The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. A beautiful, spectacular spring day here in Ohio. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Hope you had a good weekend. Joy and I did. Had the privilege of being down in the Cincinnati area, actually Indian Springs, Hamilton area, at the Lighthouse Church down in. It's Hamilton. It's Indian Springs. I think it's both of those. Anyway, had a great time. Down and back yesterday. They were celebrating their 18th anniversary, and they asked us to help them celebrate. So that was a privilege to be there yesterday. So I hope you had a great weekend as well. Hope that you were in a Bible-believing church. If you weren't, well, find one. Find one. I guess this is good news. It's good news, bad news. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, along with the FBI and several other agencies, executed a sting, a sweep of child predators, child molesters, child predators, child marketers in several states in the South. It encompassed Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. It was called Operation Southern Impact 3. And by the time the raids were finished over the weekend, 82 individual people had been arrested for child porn, child molestation, and child trafficking. Literally buying and selling children and involving themselves in child porn. And by the way, they go together. In fact, here is a quote from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. There is actually a statistical correlation between those people who are collecting and viewing child pornography and those that are committing hands-on child molestation offenses. Now, let me chase a quick rabbit here. If there is a statistical correlation between watching child porn and committing hands-on child molestation offenses. What about watching adult porn? And I'll leave it at that. But anyway, 82 people arrested. That's good, good news. It is sad. It is tragic. It is evil. It is vile to think that adults could be involved in this kind of activity with children. And here's the thing that just rips my heart out. Quote, the people arrested from the four-month operation ranged in ages from 20 to 70 and included occupations like nonprofit employees, you ready for this, a daycare administrator, a youth group leader in a local church, and a former high school band director, among others. But of the 82 arrested, a daycare administrator. I don't know about you, but that person needs to be locked up and the key thrown away. A youth group leader, if guilty, should be locked up, key thrown away. Former high school band director, if guilty, locked up, key thrown away. People who work with children and youth and abuse that privilege and that responsibility needs to face the strictest punishment allowable by the law. So the good news, 82 people are off the street, are in jail. They will be facing prosecution in their individual states. And again, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. Their time of exploiting and abusing children is finished. That's good news. The bad news, the children that have already suffered because of these incredibly evil people. I don't think we've ever talked about the Kentucky Derby on this program. I don't know about you. That's the only horse race I ever watch. I'm not into horse racing, and there's something beautiful about it. There's no doubt about it. Joy loves to watch it because of the hats. She loves to see the hats. And so we recorded it, and it went on. The television coverage went on for 4.5 hours. 4.5 hours. And, of course, during that 4.5 hours, it really gets ridiculous, the things that they cover, the things that they talk about. And we kind of fast-forwarded through all of that. And then we saw the race, and it was in the mud. And it was a mess for the second year in a row. And then the winner was declared, wire to wire, maximum security, not so fast. The owner, the trainer, the crowd went crazy, maximum security had won. They interviewed the jockey out on the racetrack. Oh, it's the most wonderful day of my life. They interviewed the owners up in the stands. They interviewed the trainer. Oh, this is the ultimate of my career, my first Kentucky Derby, and it's wonderful. And then there has been an objection. What? There's been an objection, and either 22 or 23 minutes later, the outcome of the Kentucky Derby was changed. For the first time in, what is it, I think 140-some or 150-some years, the very first time in Kentucky Derby history, the winner was disqualified. The second-place horse that clearly was not the fastest, did not cross the finish line first, was declared to be the winner because the winner was disqualified. Country House then was declared to be the winner. What a way to win. You know, I mean, serious. What a way to win. But they were declared the winners. The roses were put on the horse and, you know, and so on and so forth. The decision was unanimous among the three racing stewards, Kentucky Racing Stewards. The decision was unanimous that Maximum Security had moved over into the lane of some of the other horses and so on and so forth. And the weird thing is, the determination was that because the leader had gone over into the lane of some of the other horses, it impacted them, but not the horse that was declared winner. That horse was not impacted at all. It's just weird and strange. And I think it's going to get weirder because there is several indications that the owners of the original winner are going to sue. Yeah, they're going to sue the Kentucky Derby, the stewards, etc. And they are going to protest the protest, basically. Will they be successful? I have no idea. But it's I just consider it, you know, and hey, I'm not impacted by it at all. But I'm always fascinated when I watch history. When I watch history made, you know? So anyway, this is far from over. You know, will Country House go on to compete for the Triple Crown? People are saying, well, no, it'd be illegitimate. And however you slice it, there will always be an asterisk beside the winner of the Kentucky Derby. Interesting. Just fascinating. Like I said, I don't think I've ever discussed the Kentucky Derby on this program. So today's a first. When we come back, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is on the prowl again, this time in a school district northeast of Los Angeles. Yeah, wait till you hear what they protested. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It is amazing how the tyranny of the minority continues being supported by organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation out in Wisconsin. And may I remind you, these are evil people, and I don't say that easily, but they're evil. They're atheist people who are attempting to destroy our heritage as Americans. They're trying to rewrite history. Literally, they are trying to rewrite history and remove our American heritage. We can debate all day long, has this country ever been truly a Christian nation? We could, you know, we could debate yes, we could debate no. But no one can debate that this country was built on biblical principles. You can't deny that. No reasonable, honest person can deny that this country has been built on biblical principles. I double dog dare you to go to Washington, D.C. and visit any federal building in the entire city, any federal building in Washington, D.C. that is older than 40 or 50 years. And there are many, 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 many federal buildings in Washington, D.C. that are older than 50 years. I double dog dare you to find one that does not have a scripture verse or two or three or four or 10 around the building. You can't find it. You can't find it, including the Supreme Court building, including the Capitol building, including the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Monument, the Lincoln Monument. I mean, just go on. Scripture has been part of the bedrock in the history of our country. if it was unconstitutional to put a scripture verse on a public building or a federal building, why in the world did the people who wrote the Constitution allow scripture verses on buildings all over that they saw that they were, many times they were a part of planning? If it was, this is off topic, okay? But many years ago, the church I pastored in Westerville, when Joy and I started it, it was the two of us. And so I wrote the Constitution. I got constitutions from all different kinds of churches and sat down and tried to figure out what was biblical and what wasn't biblical. And I wrote the Constitution. Now, when we had a congregation, there were amendments and changes, and that was fine. But I'll never forget this guy standing up in a business meeting, and he's screaming at me, "That's unconstitutional." I said, "Well, no, it's not." He says, "How do you know?" I said, "Because I wrote it." All right, anyway, back to the story. This is California. The Muroc, M-U-R-O-C, Joint Unified School District in northeast of Los Angeles. The name of the school is Desert Junior Senior High School. And for many years, out on a brick, out in front, just the reference, Hebrews 13, 20 to 21. Now, not the actual verse, just the reference, Hebrews 13, 20 to 21. Well, I'm quoting, a concerned parent, no name, not some, a concerned parent, an anonymous parent, supposedly contacted the Freedom From Religion Foundation and yelled, "Separation of church and state." And the Freedom From Religion Foundation wrote a letter to the school district and intended it to reach Superintendent Kevin Cords and said, "You're violating the Constitution and you better get rid of it." And as a response, the very next day after receiving the letter, Superintendent Kevin Cordes responded in writing to tell the Freedom From Religion Foundation they would immediately remove the scripture verse. And so they painted over it. Hebrews 13, 20 to 21, without challenging, without asking attorneys, they just painted over it. By the way, Hebrews 13, 20 to 21, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Yeah, promising peace. Ooh, terrible. We can't have high school kids actually knowing peace. Oh. Yep, gone. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.